The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 1460. Good morning. Are we on?
We are. My bad.
10 years. 10 years, and it's all of us. We are.
Good morning, everybody. It wasn't our morning.
They point at me, and I just sit there and look at them. They don't point at me, and I start talking. And, I mean, it's just it's
Friday
morning.
Morning.
It's Friday.
Yes.
Hey, I'm back. I was injured yesterday.
Yes, you had your eyes worked on.
Yeah, my eyes worked
on
yesterday.
On.
Oh, God.
You're in here with sunglasses on this morning. It's very
cute. You know
cute.
What? But I am looking cool.
Yeah,
I'm
you
Joe
are.
Cool here. Hey, at 7:06 in the morning, the news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. That's right, caring, compassion, and community. That's our friends from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today, it's going to be animals and politics. How do we separate them? I'm not sure.
Ooh, they're actually bringing
them
in. Oh,
here they're bringing in stuff. Oh, you wait for this show, my friends. You know what? This is the day that I wish we were really streaming, like we're going to be in a couple months. So everybody can see this. But good morning there, Jared.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Big day today for you, too. You got a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the animals, though.
Oh, and gosh.
Yeah?
Well, they're going to throw the skunk in with you.
Yeah.
So that Peter Gross of Wild Kingdom will be
that
on.
15-foot python.
Peter Gross will be on from Wild Kingdom in just a moment. But let's get into the weather and then our pet of the week, because Peter's in the house, and he said, well, it looks like we've got another wild animal in the house, which is our pet of the week, and it's adorable. Great sense of humor that guy has. And he's been brought in by our good friend Judy Maxwell. So lots of good things going on. Well, absolutely. Chance of showers today with our high of 39 and our lows of 53. No, that's the other way around. Our highs will be 53 and our lows of 39 with overnight showers. Tomorrow calls for a rainy day with our high of 48 and our lows of 38. Sunday calls for a high of 56 and a low of 39. And Monday, sunny with a high of 59. I'm looking to the blocks here in front of me, and they're dark, dark, dark. Saturday rain likely with 70%, so I could see a car.
There could be snow coming down tonight.
Mostly clear on Sunday night. I had a dream last night it snowed again.
Well, they're saying it's possible.
Maybe that's weird. Okay, so the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are our weather sponsors, locally owned. It's a veteran-owned company. Great people, great family-owned business. 365-2794, located in Anderson for all your propane needs. Now.
Hey. If it's Friday, it's got to be Amy and Haven Humane. And look at this little little darling dog you brought, a puppy.
We can't see it on the radio.
Puppy.
Well, I'm looking at it.
What? He's cute.
You just have to trust me. Trust me on this one. He's
What's
black
his name?
And white.
Blaine. Blaine is a 3-month-old Border Collie mix. He is a smart little pup already. As I always like to encourage when I bring a puppy, while they are adorable and so cute, and you just want to heavily sigh every time
yes.
they do anything is adorable.
And puppy lick is the smell that you wish that you could bottle. And
yes.
It just is the, you know, it's precious and it's innocent. So cute.
So cute. However, puppies need training.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to need socialization, you know, and really taken off with his obedience and training. And he is such a smart dog. He already knows how to sit and he knows the command for sit. He knows the command for leave it, so he is super already, you know, really smart.
Are you on?
I don't know.
Is she on?
Yes.
Okay, we're not hearing her.
Okay, yeah.
We're not hearing her. We're not hearing her. Sorry about that.
Anyway, as long
there
as I'm
you
on,
go.
There I am.
There you go. Okay.
Hey, so, yeah, he's going to need, like all puppies do, you know, extra socialization. Maybe an obedience class would be really good for him. Since he's really smart, he's not hard to train.
He's got that one paw out. He's saying, I'm going for it.
I know. He
Give
can
me
put
a chance.
It up like he wants
Give
to shake.
Give me a chance. This is absolutely the cutest puppy. I swear, if I did not have a dog today, this puppy would not go any further than right here.
No, he's super cute.
No, he'd stay right here because he's black and white.
You know, he's going to be up. He's somebody's buddy right there.
Yeah.
That just is so.
He's got big paws. I mean, not big paws, yeah. but he's got you. So you know he's going to be probably, what, 40 pounds?
Yeah, at least. Probably about at least that.
And mm-hmm. and he doesn't, there's no, it doesn't look like there's any, if you for some reason, some misbegone reason that you don't want something that looks like a pity. This dog doesn't look, he looks no. like a shepherd. He looks like a little border collie.
Yeah.
Border collie look.
Yeah,
so and he's got those eyes. Yeah, those are the eyes that are going to kill you.
He's
for,
got good ones. He's got the good. He's
going to have, but he is a type that's going to need a yard.
Yep.
And I bet he needs a kid. I bet he needs some kids. He, mm-hmm. this little puppy needs some kids,
yep.
and they will just roll around the house and have a great time.
Yeah.
Because he's big enough that you don't have to worry about, you know, a child, you know, falling on him or
yeah.
something. Because he's big enough for that. Yeah.
And if you have other adult dogs, too, he would be a good fit because they really do help puppies learn how to be a dog, you know,
right.
what's acceptable and what's
right.
not kind of thing.
I've always heard that if you have an older female dog, that they rule the roost, too.
Yeah.
As opposed to getting a female puppy, and they will eventually have to fight for it.
Sometimes,
yeah.
Yeah,
well, sometimes.
There's an odd dynamic between
yeah.
females sometimes.
But the little male puppy, she'll rule.
Yeah.
She'll be the queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we also I just want to throw it out there and remind everybody that Doggy Dash is coming up. So it's not
that's
very
right.
many Saturdays from
no,
tomorrow. So
that's right.
You can register online at havenhumane.org, active.com, and our Facebook page. We have tickets like available through there. So it's easier to pre-register and get everything ready. You can register day of, but you know, obviously plan ahead a little bit. It'll make it easier on everybody. And it's going to be really fun. We have sponsors out there. We have vendors. We have it's going to be really fun. There's some prizes for races, and it is a certified 5K and 10K. So you can, you know, get your running in, or you can walk with your dog. It's dog friendly. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you. But we, you know, want to encourage everybody to come out. And I have a feeling the weather is just going to check out that day, and
it's going to
be perfect.
Great.
I know it's
going to be. We're talking about when? What's the date?
It's the March 23rd, and it's
okay.
at the Sundial Bridge.
March comes in like a lion.
And out
goes
like a lamb.
Out like a lamb.
Right, so maybe that's towards the end
maybe
of the
you
month.
Maybe bring a lamb in towards the end of the
No, we've got enough animals this morning. But thank you, Amy, from Haven Humane. And,
of course.
And obviously, you always bring in, you get to select the pet of the week.
Yes.
And we're always
great
pleasantly
choice.
Surprised at every dog that you've brought in, or cat,
yeah.
or just, you know.
Yeah.
Just wonderful, wonderful future pets. And, of course, up for adoption today.
Yes.
Hey, I tell you what, he'll be gone by the end of today.
Oh, I'm sure
I promise
it.
You.
Yeah.
Okay. Amy, thank you so much. We're going to take
of
a
course.
Quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Sleep Number. You know what? One of the things about after you get your eye, by the way, Dr. Sumption did this. And he Both eyes. 1 to 2 weeks ago. And the difference is just remarkable. And we're going to try and get Dr. Sumption on one day to talk about cataracts, what they are, you know, and the procedure. The procedure is absolutely easy. But this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Sleep Number. And after you, when you come home, you're just, you know, because they give you a mild
sedative. They walk you to your car, so
yeah.
you have to have a driver.
But you feel fine.
Which is
more. I mean, I do. And, but when you come down, boom,
mm-hmm.
you know, it feels good to get into my Sleep Number bed because I can adjust it. Because, you know, Sleep Number is the only bed out there that you can adjust either side. My Sleep Number setting is 60.
Well, we changed it around a lot, especially with this change of weather. So I went down to 35 last night.
And
that's a big change for me because usually I hang out at 55 or 65, but I went down to 35 last night.
Well, now, here's the one thing that we both agree on. We can have our own site.
Yeah.
And with the new 360 smart bed, the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, they sense your move and they adjust to use, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. How much is a good night's sleep worth?
Priceless.
Well, go in now and save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Go on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on down to the Sleep Number store. Hop on in there. Say, Carl and Linda sent you, and lay on the bed there. In fact, just lay on the bed first. Then when they come over and ask you what you're doing, say, hey, Carl and Linda sent us, and boom, that's all you need. Hey, we're going to be right back after this. We're going to be bringing in Peter Gross and the Animal Kingdom.
How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Flying up on South.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on this beautiful Friday, the 8th of March, 7:18 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for all your heating and AC needs. Check them out at homecomfort.org. And boy, are we excited. We got some wild animal species, but the most exotic is sitting right over here in front of us.
That's right. It's Judy Maxwell. She's our beautiful, exotic guest.
Texas Angel.
Good morning, Judy. And you've brought some friends today.
I do. I have some wonderful friends. I have Peter Gross, host of the Mutual of Omaha Wild King program, for many, the original co-host. And so, anyway, we are so excited to have him here in town. We've got a lot of great activities. He's going to be at the Cascade Theater tonight. So, and he's got the animal handler, Gabe, who's here. So we got some great animals
here. Oh,
we do.
You know, and Peter Gross is just a nice guy. You know, you see sometimes you see people that, you know, they're on TV and travel all over the world. They can be, they can want green M&Ms when they show up.
Good morning,
Peter.
Peter's
just a great
guy.
Thank
you.
Okay.
Hey.
And you're holding a small... What
reptile.
Would you call a small reptile?
Yes.
But can you share with our audience what you're holding?
Sure. It's a young alligator, and they're ideal for the kind of presentations that we do. We visit schools and science centers and homes, and tonight at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. He had to have been hand-raised, so he likes, basically he's sitting in my nice big warm hands now, as he might be lying along a river's edge in southeastern United States, and he's very comfortable. But the good news is that when we talk to young people who tend to hear so much about gloom and doom in our environment,
right?
This is one of the species that came off the endangered species list way back in 1985.
Well, now, alligators were hunted out and lost habitat and all these types of things and were put on the endangered species list.
Yes, they were back in December of 73. But they the marshes areas that we used to call swamps, we filled them in not understanding they were actually literally homes for hundreds of thousands of species of plants and animals. The alligator's role is to swim through these brackish watery areas, keeping those waterways open so they get a natural flushing and keeping them healthy.
Well, I did not know that.
No,
I didn't know that was the reason.
This is why we love the Wild Kingdom and Peter Gross and the shows that we're going to see, especially tonight at the Cascade Theater, because it's educational and very times misunderstood. We think of the alligator as, you know, people eaters.
Yes, we do, and they should be respected. They are carnivores, and so when you see them, when you're near any area that has alligators, just give them lots of room. Stay away from the water's edge. Unlike crocodiles, at any large object, being in a wildebeest or a zebra or anything that comes to the water's edge, they think of as food. Alligators primarily eat small fish, snakes, turtles, and other small things that come by, but we still need to respect their.
Yeah, there's always that case of things happening, and this has been such a success story that people in when I was playing golf down and with my brother in Florida, and on one of the holes, it was a shot across a short bayou area right there, and sunning itself was an alligator, and on the golf course, and there was a couple golf balls down by it, and I thought, well, that's, you know, nobody's going to go down and pick up that golf ball.
No, I think that's
I think that should be a free drop.
That's a definitely a gator mulligan.
Yeah, that's it.
That gator mulligan, I love it. Okay, so you were saying that let's talk about how the positive story. We didn't really quite get there about how they're farmed now for many people using them for belts and shoes and that kind of thing, like cattle.
But there's always been a demand for alligator skin and crocodile skin and other species of animals, and some people still prefer to have that. Personally, I think it looks great on the animal. So they're farmed like cattle, sheep, and goats, and that's taken a lot of the pressure off the wild alligators.
You don't think about that, but then again, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That being the positive part of the species now becoming off the endangered list.
Part of it, yes, indeed.
Part of it.
That and setting aside, realizing that swamps aren't just places that we fill in because they have insects and other issues, how important they are.
You know, Peter, the show tonight, tell us about the show tonight.
Well, it is educational. I'm glad you mentioned that, but we also have a lot of fun with it. We'll get some volunteers, some young people on stage. The nice thing about Gabe's Animals and this his program visits hundreds of thousands of children over the years, as they've been, some of them have been rescued animals. Others have been hand-raised from the time their babies on bottles. So they're either imprinted or completely attached to people and certainly very relaxed in this sort of people environment. So we'll have young people come up on stage. I may have a pocket full of hissing cockroaches, maybe a small snake. And we have a giant live camera feed so we can see the expression of these young children's face when they react to the first time they touch one. And then we have clips of footage that we filmed over the years. I was involved with the original Wild Kingdom, so we have some nice historic footage. And then there's a blooper or two in there as well, because when you work with wildlife, sometimes things just happen.
Very Johnny Carson moment.
I wish I could have seen, you know what? I can just imagine that. Okay, this is what we're supposed to do, and then have an ostrich try to eat your head. Or something.
Well,
like
don't
that.
You remember Johnny Carson's bloopers with animals? They're hilarious. Today, when you see them, even if you've seen them 15 times, you're still a crack up.
They are. Yeah, there were people like everybody remembers Joan Embry,
right.
I think, who started with San Diego Zoo. I joined them in '85, starting to do it, and then moved on to Jay Leno. But that's actually where I first met Jim Fowler from Wild Kingdom, was on the Johnny Carson show. And at the time, he explained that Mr. Perkins, we all remember.
Yes, Marlon Perkins.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. How could you not?
Was ill, and they were looking for someone who had conservation background.
Well, how wonderful for you.
That's how it started.
Well, yeah. You know what? And you have opened the world of these animals to so many people with your shows. And, you know, the Mutual of Omaha and all of this doing so much for our children. Just seeing animals and holding animals they would never have a chance to do. Just Linda over there right now is putting her fingers in the alligator's mouth. And I frankly think that's kind of cool.
I'm sorry. They're on a very special diet. We're going to have to find something else with that.
Does not well, like acrylic okay. nails.
No. Does not like acrylic nails. That's right. Now, I understand that when you see this, we talk about people that are like, you know, quote, do the wrestling, that an alligator's jaws, as strong as they are when they close, once they're closed, a person of just normal strength can hold their mouth shut. Is that true?
Yes, they have very weak mouths in terms of opening,
right.
But they have one of the most powerful jaws of any animal in the United States.
Once they clamp down.
They're
clamped.
Not getting away.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Well, what other kind of animals do we have here?
No, we're not live right now, but we're posting pictures.
Well, we're going to have animals from many species tonight.
I don't mean live. I mean meaning that we can't really see it, so it's really about it. Interesting to be able to describe it. As if we pretend we have our eyes closed and we're seeing it in our mind's eye, what people are going to actually see at the Cascade tonight.
Why don't we do this? We'll have Gabe bring one in and we can describe what we see.
Okay.
We'll have animals from every continent. We'll have large snake. We have many birds of prey.
Uh-huh.
We have some furry critters to be announced. I don't want to give everything
away. No, don't want to give it away. We got some surprises.
So we have a nice plethora of all these hand-raised animals. Right.
Now, Gabe is the one that
has
all these animals.
Oh, my gosh, he's so beautiful.
Yes, that's right. Gabe's facility takes a lot. This is a gorgeous owl.
Okay, now, what kind of owl?
Take a look at the top of his head, and you see those
horned
feathers.
Owl.
You've got it. Very
the
good.
The horned owl.
It's a great horned owl.
My gosh, look at this. Gabe has – Gabe, how many species do you have now?
At our center, we have 65 species of wildlife.
65? Okay.
Yeah, about 150 animals.
All right.
And we're located right in Colfax.
That's right.
Oh,
right.
We need to have a little trip to Colfax.
Might have to
do a live feed. Public outings that people can...
The facility itself, we'll obviously give specialized tours and whatnot, but we're not open to the public.
Okay.
Our primary purpose is traveling with school groups.
Okay, wonderful. Cool. Well, we'll talk to you in a second.
Okay, this is a great horned owl, and tell us a little bit about this animal.
Well, it's nice to have him back doing so well. Back in the 40s when we used to use a lot of DDT, we were losing many of our birds of prey. When you hear these in your backyard, and I grew up hearing stories about owls and nesting in your hair and how owls would be a problem if you had pets around, when in fact they're out eating mice and rats that carry diseases that are harmful to other animals as well as people. So when you hear that noise, kind of be glad that we have them there, and they're out there cleaning up our rodent populations.
People love a barn owl,
Yes. Barn owls are great because they're the only owl that has a face that's shaped in the shape of a heart.
Isn't that great?
And it's interesting. It's shaped like that because as sound waves are sent, we were pretty clever. Many, many years ago, we developed these huge dishes to receive waves. Nature has done this for millions of years where the sound waves hit those feathers, funnel them up to the ears that are offset. You notice how an owl cocks its head a lot?
Mm-hmm.
It's triangulating those sound waves to the area where maybe there's a rustle of leaves.
Wow.
And then owls, of course, have complete silent flight, like this great horned owl behind us. If it moves its wings,
it makes absolutely
no sound at all. So that's the last sound that a lot of rats never hear.
Never hears when it's coming down. Well, right down the street here, on Market Street, is a place called Cleary's. It's a very, very popular restaurant. There's a big sign in the parking lot right there, and there were owls nesting there.
For
a couple of years at least, in the holes in the sign.
Owls in there. We came out one night after dinner or cocktail or something, and it swooshed down by me, and I was like, is that an owl? And then I saw them fly up into the sign, and their little babies poking their head out. It was like, ooh, you know, this is where they nested. But they didn't hurt anybody. Probably cleaned up the parking lot.
Yeah.
No, they
too bad they're a little bit bigger.
They acclimated quite well to sort of cheering environment.
Right.
They're happy to be in your outbuildings or in your eaves.
Do we have a name?
This is Archimedes.
Archimedes. Oh, just exotic name for an exotic owl.
Right.
We're here with, well, Judy Maxwell, of course.
From Maxwell Insurance.
And Financial, who is kind of the one that's putting all this together with Peter Gross
supporting.
Of Wild Kingdom and Mutual of Omaha. And that's going to be tonight at 7:30. We have some tickets we're going to give away. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. But, again, this is tonight. And we have some tickets that people are really going to enjoy themselves tonight. We have a family pack, in fact.
I had four in front of me, and then I have one.
I have three.
Does somebody
tonight?
Take these tickets? So do give us a call, and we're going to carry these fine folks over with some more exotic animals after the break here in KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. But if you call right now, Jared's standing by. What a fantastic night tonight at the Cascade Theater, Peter Gross of Wild Kingdom. You don't want to miss it. So give us a call at 605-4567, and we've got four tickets. What a great night. So just get off your hinies and make it a fabulous night here. We'll be right back.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture. After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Do we have both our tickets?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 and 96.5, your talk radio. In this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, check out Cornerstone Community Bank at bankcornerstone.com, but go on down to Cornerstone Community Bank and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. With Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance Financial and Mutual of Omaha, but also Peter Gross. And the show tonight at the Cascade at 7:30, but Mutual of Omaha has been backing the show for how long?
Since 1963.
Well, you know what? I would have said longer than that because it seems like I've been watching this show since I was a kid, and I wasn't quite – I was still kind of a kid then. Uh-huh. But I remember that show, and now here it is still going strong. And Peter Gross is going to be at the Cascade Theater tonight at 7:30, and he's just got a whole collection of animals. We just saw one – a green tornado. We saw an alligator. Mm-hmm. And now we're bringing in.
This is great. This is a ringtail lemur.
And we have a piece of banana on our
screen.
The
children in the audience, as soon as they see it, they usually yell out, Zaboomafoo. All kids know how
right.
lemur
that's
is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, are they the ones that have the long tongues that like to go up the nose?
They do. Gabe is very attached to his animals. He takes such good care of them, and he spoils them that, the lemur treats him as if Gabe as if he were another lemur.
Now, how do lemurs say they like you? Gabe? Okay, now this is...
Get you on the microphone here, buddy.
Okay, this is how lemurs say they like you. Okay, first they snort at each other. And then they... You can't see this, but okay, now Gabe's holding the lemur, and he's all excited about what's going on. But when a lemur sees somebody they like, they do it. What they do is they take their tongue and they stick it up the other lemur's nose. And we have a photo from last time Gabe was here. And I swear, and it was the funniest thing because his eyes are big and the lemur's there going, yeah, I'm liking this. This is my buddy. I mean, and you haven't lived. In fact, we ought to auction off having a lemur stick its tongue up your nose. How much would you pay to have a lemur stick its tongue up your nose to say hello?
No.
I mean,
that might be a hard ticket to auction off.
Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right here.
Now, anyway, as we were...
Tell us about lemurs, though.
Well, they're great. They travel in huge groups in Madagascar. They're only from Madagascar. And they're called troops. And there's one female that leads the entire troop.
Wow.
And she takes them through and has all the knowledge of how to survive. And they're intelligent. They have this tremendous vocabulary of chirps and barks and whistles. And that you can hear them screaming to each other in the forest. And if they see a predator, oh, he's going to climb up on your microphone there.
Oh, yeah.
If they see a predator.
Everybody else does.
I'm not ready for a tongue in the nose, though. I got to say that, right? So we'll just look, we'll admire them from afar.
Okay, they travel in troops.
And when they see a predator, they send out this alarm call. And they disappear into the forest, into the canopy. And locals call them the ghosts of the forest because you see the black and white tail.
Oh, yeah.
They just disappear into the forest.
Well, you know, these are they aggressive animals at all?
They're protective. When they travel in those large family groups, they have the more aggressive males on the outside and the babies, some of the moms are on the inside. And they can be quite aggressive and protective. But, again, this one had to be hand-raised, so he's very much attached to Gabe.
So, Gabe, I'm just curious with Gabe and your mirage of, menagerie of animals. How many do you have again?
About 160 animals.
160 in Colfax.
Correct.
Okay, so do you have them hanging out in your house?
No, it's a wildlife center.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, you know, some people
I have a dog. That's
okay, inside your home, but then you go out to, okay.
Do you provide animals for TV shows or movies or anything?
No, we don't.
Okay.
We're strictly educational program.
Okay, I was just wondering because, you know, you'll see these beautiful animals out there, and they usually have somebody from, an animal protection society on the, usually see these things at the end of the, no animals were harmed during this show or movie. But this one, I remember this buddy. Your little buddy from last time, and just affectionate, and they've got yellow eyes, and it's just a, I don't know, it looks like a combination of like two animals, two or three animals here with the like the raccoon tail and the little face it has there, because it's not like a real, it's not like a monkey face at all.
So Peter, why just Madagascar? Madagascar.
Well, it's a separate island from it's on the east coast of Africa, so it's so far separated by the ocean that they never did spread to the mainland. But there are many, many different species there. And there was a lot of clearing going on, and now what's happened is they're starting to experience ecotourism, which is the fastest-growing form of visitation to wildlife now, and that creates this nice, sustainable economic base.
So this is good
locally.
Ecotourism. So
and
people
it's good
come to take
tourism.
Photo.
They take pictures, and they're seeing there's a good reason to save them.
Well, that's so good, because, you know, it's the same kind of thing. You hope it starts in other countries, in parts of Africa, where, mm-hmm. you know, you have so many people wanting to come and see the animals in their natural habitat, so, you know, that it becomes worth more to keep them alive and to keep the habitat than it is to destroy it.
Which is what is so nice about where you all live here, mm-hmm. and I'm always excited when Judy Maxwell brings me back to Reading, is you drive 5 minutes out of town, and you're in wilderness. I mean, this is beautiful up here. I speak to groups of children sometimes who've never been off of pavement.
Wow.
You are all so fortunate to live
in this
environment.
Okay.
And you just don't have to get far into the forest, and you're looking at wildlife.
Well, okay. You know what? This is one of the reasons that you know, Linda
coming?
And I are here, but so many other people are here, because they came here when they were kids and were on the river. And, I mean, mm-hmm. not on the river. Well, on the river, but also Lake Shasta and Whiskey Town. They moved back here.
Judy's laughing because
Gabe
is bringing out. It's so big. It's so long. It took him that long to get it out of the cage. Oh, I don't know if I can touch it. I'll just look at it from afar. Oh, my
We're
word.
Talking a 15-foot
I don't know how
python.
Big.
Burmese python.
Oh, Linda,
yeah.
You should touch it. They're really.
But not by the face.
No, it's good to see that they're just not slimy.
And you know,
cold.
I have to tell you something. All of these the reptiles and the species of the different animals, if you will, bringing in today, they all look so healthy. Like at the top, they're just beautiful specimens.
They are. They're in great shape. They're well cared for. And as I was saying, they're a little bit spoiled when we bring.
So tell us about this snake.
Well, this is the kind of. I should probably point out right away, when you see how handleable and friendly these are, it's because of the way Gabe as a professional has taken care of them. We're certainly not encourage anybody to think that a wild animal ever makes a good pet. Dogs, cats, horses, those are great mm-hmm. pets. So we don't want to confuse that. The idea is connect young people with nature, get a good, close, really close look, and then want to become involved locally or internationally to see what they can do to help, I think. But we're certainly not, tree huggers, we're just educators.
Right.
And hope
no,
get
no,
out
you
there.
Want people to see this, to understand how they fit into our environment. Like, I was reaching over to pet our friend, and his head was coming toward me, so I stopped, and Gabe just casually lifted, because you don't want to do anything that's kind of like, appear like food, I imagine. Because this is what people say, no, they have mouths, they can bite, so you don't want to appear.
It's true, and what he's doing is you don't appear like food. You see his tongue coming out there.
Yeah.
He's picking up the dust in the air, seeing if it's got feathers or fur.
Okay,
that's the only thing that would say food to him.
And why
feathers
or why the split tongue?
Fur. Okay,
why the split tongue?
It's his sensor. He's picking up dust particles. It hits a little gland in his head called the Jacobson gland, and tells him everything that's in the air around him.
Okay,
my
fascinating.
Friends, if you aren't taking your kids, your grandkids tonight to the Cascades Theater at 7:30, you are going to miss a tremendous show, and this is a show that sometimes these will be animals that your kids or you will never have seen or had an opportunity to touch or hold or feel, and maybe you never will. But you're going to see it all right here tonight in the Wild Kingdom at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater.
Now, how can you tell it's whether it's a male or a female?
Okay, this is a question for you.
They have one opening, the vent, where they use the restroom or whatnot.
Yeah, procreate.
On the sides of that vent, there are spurs. It's the vestigial remnants of their hind limbs. Basically, it's the back legs of the snake. And on the male snakes, on the male boids, or this is a member of the boid family, the python, they're about an inch long. On the females, about a half an inch long.
But you've got to get pretty daggone close to figure that one out, don't you?
You do. And some of the best zoos in the world have male snakes end up laying eggs. so they can be wrong at times.
Wow. Okay.
The only real 100% way is to do what's called scoping, which is to go inside and
Okay.
check out.
Interesting. So all of these beautiful species you're going to see tonight at the Wild Animal Kingdom event. And congratulations, Gene Murillo. Is that right? You won the 4 tickets, so I'm sure. I want to hear about this afterwards. You do need to call or email us and let us know about your experience tonight. Peter, it's just such an honor to have you here. And thank you, Judy Maxwell.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
We could do a whole 3-4 hours with you, Peter. You're so fascinating. We learn a lot at the breaks as well. And we appreciate your travels and your dedication.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you so much. Anytime, I'd be happy to come back.
Super. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're starting up our, you know, we used to have our man on the street interviews, and now we're having our girl on the street interviews with Madison, and it's, I can't wait. This is our first one for this season, and we're going to be starting that as soon as we get back from these messages.
She's interviewed, I wonder what the topic is today. She's gone around the Reading area, and we'll be hearing snippets of people on the street, and we're very excited about Madison coming back after this break. Thank you again, guys.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 KCNR, your talk radio. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Senate, 2019.
Kevin Kiley voted to help illegal immigrants who are convicted criminals stay in our country. He voted to spend tax dollars helping illegal immigrant students get financial aid. Kevin Kiley worked for Liberal Democrat Kamala Harris, who supports amnesty and let illegal immigrant criminals go rather than prosecute them. Now, Kevin Kiley is distracting voters from his liberal illegal immigration record by deceitfully attacking Brian Daly. The truth is, as Assembly Republican leader, Brian Daly led the fight against sanctuary cities and has always opposed amnesty. Unlike Kevin Kiley, Brian voted against wasting our tax dollars on illegal immigrants. Brian Daly, endorsed by 6 county sheriffs because he's tough on crime and illegal immigration. Brian Daly, A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association because he protects our tax dollars. Reject Kevin Kiley's deceitful smear campaign. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Send Reagan Republican Brian Daly to the Senate on March 26th.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 and FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody in this town works on windshields better than Jeff Wurst, a veteran, and his business is just simply outstanding. He guarantees his work for life. Give him a call at 241-8373 or just head on down to 3208 South Market Street. People with RVs and those huge windshields, he can fix them for you and save you tons of money. You know what? We've started up our segment again.
Girl on the street
this time with Madison Cox.
Or person on the street, or however you want to call it.
What do you call it?
For me right now, it's going to be girl on the street.
I like that. Okay, good. It was your call. So thanks so much for being with us. And how are you?
I'm doing great this morning. You know, I haven't been up this early, so it's great to be up.
Yeah, you see the sun rises. You can see those.
You know,
things.
I forgot that it does that. You know.
Well, you're a basketball player at Simpson. Let's talk about that, and that you come from a small town outside of Stockton called.
It's called Calaveras County, but I come from a very small town called Jenny Lind, California. So coming up to Reading wasn't too crazy of a change. It was actually bigger than my hometown. So I was like, oh my gosh, Walmart's 5 minutes away. Yeah. What am I going to do with myself?
But you got up early when you were in a small town.
Oh yes. My high school was about 30, 45 minutes away.
Right. So you're used to that. So it's great. Now let's talk about your segment and what you did and your questions, and let's get right to it.
Yeah, so my segment is called Girl on the Street, like we talked about, and I just kind of have a little catchphrase that says, let's get chatty with Maddie. So I go out into the street.
I love it.
Yeah, props to my mom. She helped me out stuff together.
Let's get chatty with Maddie.
So I go out into the street and ask people about relevant topics of discussion, both locally and nationally. And I think going forward, we're going to just have some fun topics as well. Like maybe for a preview for next week, you know, cell phone use. Are we spending too much screen time? Like what do people think about how much time we spend on our cell phones? So that's just a little idea, but that's mainly what it is. We just take questions that are circulating within the community and ask the public their opinion.
Great idea. Okay, now we have we can break these. It's one long segment, but we can break them into smaller ones as we go along. What was the question?
So this one I kind of tackled too. The first one, Reading or Shasta County in general has a proposed half-cent sales tax increase they'd like to implement for the November 2020 ballot.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went around asking people, what are your thoughts on this sales tax increase? Do you want to pay more taxes? Do you feel as if the funds could be used or allocated elsewhere? Where do you think that there is a need within Shasta County? So I asked them about that. And then also this past weekend we had a devastating tornado hit Alabama. So I just went around asking people, since we struggled and suffered from devastation in the car and campfires, and we were able to kind of relate a little bit. So I asked people what their words of encouragement would be to those survivors of.
Great.
Yeah. Well, let's get chatting with Maddie.
Sounds good.
I could turn that up a bit.
Hey, folks. Good morning, welcome, and thank you for tuning in to KCNR's Friday morning segment of Girl on the Street, where relevant topics of conversation are raised and answered by those within the Reading community. I'm your host, Madison Cox. Stay tuned as I eagerly take to the streets to see who will get chatty with Maddie. Hey guys, so one of the topics we're going to tackle this week is a newly proposed sales tax increase within Shasta County. According to an article released by the Record Searchlight on March 4th, 2019, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors met this Tuesday to reconsider the half-cent sales tax measure that Shasta County residents may potentially see on the November 2020 ballot.
Revenue generated from the sales tax would result in an extra $15 million a year to help combat crime, as stated by an article released by KRCR on July 10, 2018. Funds received from the sales tax will be specifically allocated to public safety and jail expansion. On authority of KRCR, supervisors say they will not levy a tax but are seeking voter approval to push it forward. Due to the tax's emphasis on public safety, it requires two-thirds voter support. In regards to the details surrounding the proposed sales tax, supervisors agreed that the measure must be simple and precise and that there will have to be strict conditions on how the money is spent in order for voters to agree to it, which is a pretty reasonable concern. However, twice, Reading voters have failed to pass similar ballot measures in the past. In November of 2014, Measure F, a specific sales tax to fund public safety, failed to collect the required two-thirds majority. And in November of 2016, Measure D, a proposed general tax, was rejected 62% to 38%. So I took to the streets to ask the public about their thoughts on this tax, whether they believed more law enforcement was necessary, specifically in Reading, as it's one of the larger cities in Shasta County, and if they saw a need elsewhere for these funds. All right, so what comes to mind when I say the phrase more taxes?
More TurboTax in my life. No one needs more TurboTax in their life.
Government, big government. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yuck.
Why? Why are we getting more? I want to understand why we need to be taxed more and what's the reason behind it. What's the logic behind it?
As a poor young adult, darn.
Well, that's really hard, and that's very, very sophisticated, because you don't really know what you're getting and why it's that amount.
Definitely.
We have to pay taxes.
Disagreement.
Uh-huh. So kind of a negative. It's a negative, huh?
Yeah, negative. More the idea of competing interests when mm-hmm. it comes to more taxes.
I'm not automatically opposed when I think of local taxes, just because it's a function of the community trying to decide how it's going to allocate its resources, and as expenses increase, sometimes taxes have to increase because you need additional revenue to offset the additional expenses.
The first thing that comes to mind to me as a U.S. citizen and a resident of California is that we are overtaxed. Mm. But on the other hand, I do believe we need more law enforcement in Reading and in Shasta County mm-hmm. because of the number of homeless people.
Yes,
so I would be okay with paying another half cent in taxes if it went directly to pay for law enforcement.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on a possible half cent sales tax increase to bolster public safety in Shasta County and Reading, ultimately for us, you know?
I think public safety is clearly an issue here in Reading, and I see that on a first-hand basis every time I go for a walk in certain parts of Reading. So I do think that the city and the county need to do something to address the issue. So I wouldn't be opposed to a sales tax increase. I don't really know what other options there are out there, so I can't really speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna end this one right here. Okay, yeah. Jared, this is great, Maddie. And where were you at ask Pete these questions at?
Well, first I started with what I know. So Simpson, I went out into the community, hit the mall. That was my main one.
Uh-huh.
Kind of lingered around coffee shops, trying not to be too creepy. You know,
we'll get you a non-creepy
press pass.
You know, which may work, or they may run screaming from you for that with here with us. But what was your consensus? What was the consensus of the people? You know, as you remember, because it sounds like you talked to a lot of people.
I did, yeah. So generally, they weren't opposed, especially if it's going to help bolster public safety within our community. However, some people did have, they felt that resources could be used elsewhere. I think one gentleman talked about we need more tax dollars going to fixing the roads. Like, you know, we have those signs on the freeway saying, oh, your tax dollars at work, but he wants to see more of those. And then also I think another gentleman was talking about more management. The city of Reading needs more management.
Okay.
Okay, this is fantastic. Can we do the second segment?
Well, we've only got like about a minute left. And so what I'd like to do is we want to maybe hold that one because that's a great question too. But this is Madison's. Madison, you know, this is great. And I think the way that you've asked the questions and all this, we run out of time today because we ran over with the with
Peter Gross and the Wild Animal Kingdom
boa constrictor
on the table.
But this is going to be a weekly.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a weekly
Friday
event
morning,
with us, Friday morning,
7:30
for a full 15 minutes, and maybe sometimes it might even go longer than that. But this is Madison is a student, like we said, out at Simpson University.
And, basketball and basketball, the basketball, the women's basketball team.
Obviously has, and also in communication, so you obviously have got a full grasp
and
on
and a great command. It was a wonderful debut. Congratulations. We're
That's
so
right.
proud to have you on board.
Madison Cox. Okay, we'll be right back as soon as the break is over with Adam McElvain and Jake Mangus. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Thomason. President Trump describing House approval of a watered-down Democrat-sponsored anti-hate resolution as a disgrace.
The Democrats have become an anti-Israel party. They've become an anti-Jewish party.
The president speaking to reporters outside the White House this morning. Mr. Trump says the economy is doing well despite a weak February employment report. And he says the future is bright.
I think as soon as these trade deals are done, if they get done, and we're working with China, we'll see what happens. But I think you're going to see a very big spike.
Mr. Trump describes his relationship with North Korea's Kim Jong-un as very good, adding that he'll be surprised and disappointed if the North restarts missile tests. The president says he feels very badly for Paul Manafort.
A day after Manafort was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison, the president expressed sadness.
I feel very badly for Paul Manafort. I think it's been a very, very tough time.
However, he noted that both the judge and Manafort's lawyers said there was no evidence of collusion with Russia.
There was no collusion. It's a collusion hoax.
Manafort was convicted of tax and bank fraud related to his work with Ukrainian politicians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president now on his way to Alabama, where he will tour tornado damage in Lee County. That's where last weekend's twisters claimed 23 lives and caused massive damage. American employers added just 20,000 jobs last month. The disappointing report caught economists off guard. They had been expecting payrolls to grow by at least 180,000 jobs. The unemployment rate did fall to 3.8% last month. Former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning has been jailed for refusing to testify to a grand jury investigating WikiLeaks. U.S. District Judge Claude Hilton ordering Manning to jail after a brief hearing this morning in Alexandria, Virginia. The Dow is down 120 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business.
China's foreign minister promising all necessary measures to defend Chinese companies and citizens abroad amid legal clashes between tech giant Huawei and Washington.
To have the foreign minister make this declaration to the world, it really does say something. And, you know, people should keep in mind that at this time, China and the United States are supposed to be sitting down and nutting out a solution to the trade war. It's just so hard to see how these two things can happen at the same time. I mean, there was talk of Xi Jinping and Donald Trump meeting at the end of this month. Again, how can that happen with China attacking Canada and the U.S., accusing it of these political acts?
The BBC's Stephen McDonald. South Korea's weather agency says a small earthquake detected in North Korea was likely caused by a mining operation, a magnitude 2.1 quake detected near the border with the South. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's called cell-cultured meat. Now the feds have created a path to get the new food products safely to supermarket shelves.
It sounds very futuristic, but companies are already producing so-called clean meat, which is produced by scientists in a laboratory who multiply animal cells to manufacture meat-like products. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration have teamed up to announce they will share oversight. Startup companies that are developing this laboratory food say their products will be more humane and environmentally friendly than traditional meat, created without animals being raised or slaughtered. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Authorities in the southern Mexico state of Chiapas say at least 25 Central American migrants have died when the truck they were traveling in overturned. The Chiapas State Prosecutor's Office says 29 others were injured. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to our 8 o'clock hour here on the 8th of March. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM, your talk or radio. Good morning, everybody, and let's do a little breakdown on the weather. Carl was busy talking with our new guests that are coming in the studio right now.
They're not new. They're really kind of old, but that's okay.
Yeah, but they're new for the show today. Good morning, everybody. We have chance of showers with our overnight lows of 39 and our highs of 53 today. Tomorrow calls for rain likely with our high of 48 and our lows of 38. Sunday calls for a high of 56 with our lows of 39. And Monday, we're looking at sunny skies with our high of 59 and a low of 42. And I don't know about you. Right now, as we look outside the studio.
What is that glowing ball
beautiful
out there?
It's gorgeous. And I love, you know, I like cloudy days. There's something about cloudy skies and wonderful. So this portion of the show is brought to you by?
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. The news is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And the weather is brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Let's go to the phone. Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisor. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Well, major averages are in the red as investors weigh in on the latest economic updates. That's a hard one to say. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 113 points at 25,359. The S&P 500 is off 15 points at 2,733, and the NASDAQ Composite is down 41 points at 7,379. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Chesapeake Energy, down 20 cents, trading at $4.76, General Electric up 18 cents at $9.61, and Aurora Cannabis up 17 cents, trading at $7.76. For local stocks of interest, Costco is up $11.57 at $228.36, Target down $1 at $75.16, and Walmart off 21 cents at $97.24. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced yield 2.64%. And over to commodities, gold is up $10.90 an ounce at $1,298. Silver positive 31 cents, trading at $15.41 per ounce, and oil off $1.71 at $54 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Have
a wonderful weekend.
You
bet.
Thank you.
Okay, and up next is our friend Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance, the epicenter of transformation.
That's right. Good morning.
What's going on with your fitness tip of the week, Joe?
Well, my fitness tip is to include a dynamic warm-up as part of your exercise.
Ooh, let's hear about your dynamic warm-up. I love it.
Think of a dynamic warm-up as just a way to prepare your body for more intense exercise or for work. I mean, you could literally do a dynamic warm-up before you guys sit down and do your interviews there at the radio station. You know, in the past, a lot of times we would just get on a treadmill and walk for 5 minutes or a stationary bike or something, but dynamic warm-up is more effective. Basically, it's a series, let's say 6 to 10 exercises low-intensity exercises that slowly ramp up in intensity as you go along. The whole warm-up might be, you know, 6 to 8 minutes, 6 to 10 minutes, something like that. But you're slowly increasing the intensity as you move along. Maybe even 6 to 10 different movements. Some of them might be more exercise-type movements. Some of them stretching-type movements. But it would be a dynamic stretch. You would be moving through the stretch versus holding a static stretch. That would be more something you would do following your workout routine.
Okay.
So, you know, the whole purpose would be to decrease the chance of injury, kind of increase the temperature in the body, moving your body through a series of different planes. The body has, there's three major planes of movement. You're moving through all those planes and really just getting that synovial fluid, which is the grease in your joints, getting those joints lubricated and ready to go. It's going to really,
okay,
it's going to really make your workouts more effective and decrease your risk of injury.
Well, Linda and I start off with that. We have a workout like that and increase until the producer says get a room. And then we come in and start. Then
all
start
right.
The show. This is
a family show.
Joe Adamson, Adamson's Peak Performance, the epicenter of transformation. I tell you what, they've got me down there now. And I walk in, there's a round of applause. You know.
There you go. Good to have you back.
Some of them saying, who is that? Anyway, Joe, thank you so much. Where you at?
We are at 3050 C Street, right off of Hartnell here in Reading.
Okay. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, with us in the studio today is Reading City Councilman Adam McIlvain and the head of our Chamber of Commerce, Jake Mangus. And, you know, I have them here together because so many things have happened in the last week. It started out with the county, and which was our girl on the street, Chatty with Maddie, talking about the county wanting to put a half-cent sales tax out there. And then they have since then have pulled that back because the city is saying there's a group of people wanting to put a 1 cent sales tax in a referendum. At the same time, they're talking on how to pay our take care of an NPU and firemen by adding on to building fees. And then now we've been hit with a $5.1 million bill for a soccer field. Let me start with Jake here. Jake, you represent a lot of businesses here, very active, very proactive out there.
That's right.
You've opposed some of these, and can you tell us why?
Well, the battle that you know we've been in over the last few weeks has been about the a couple of things. One was raising building and permit fees as part of the combination to help to save the neighborhood policing unit and the apprentice firefighters. Of course, we want those positions to be in place and funded. The question raised by the chamber at City Council was simply, have we explored all the other options other than raising building and permit fees? Because the way that we look at it is, this is one of the few revenue-generating opportunities that the city has. If you can help to make building and development viable for the private sector, then they're going to turn around and help you in the public sector by providing resources to help fund police and fire and other infrastructure needs. So that was the basics of our position. And that's still in process, according to what I've heard. We haven't made a final decision on the city council, I don't believe, as far as raising building and permit fees.
Adam, that's correct. Your position on this was what?
Yeah, good morning. Carl, good
morning.
To see you.
Good morning.
Oh, by the way, yeah, great to see you guys, by
yes.
the way. Yeah.
Oh, no, but
hi.
Thanks for having me. We're going to lose Jake here in like 20 minutes.
Oh, my God, let's get right on it.
So we haven't, the council hasn't voted on raising those particular fees yet. That will be in June, but it is something that's being explored. What was voted on this week was raising park impact fees. And so that's what happened Tuesday mm-hmm. night. So that's not it was something that I didn't support. We had just gone through the process.
The part you didn't support was the
raising park impact fees.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did not support that. And but it did go through with a 3-2 vote.
And why didn't you support – and now what was the raising the park impact fees? What was that going to be?
So that was an increase on residential homes by about $1,200, but then it was a completely new fee on commercial, industrial, and office. So we've never charged park fees on the commercial side of things. So this is a completely new fee. And the explanation or the reasoning given for raising fees on that group is that there are people that live out of town that work in Reading And that they should be paying their fair share for the parks. So they figured a rough estimate is 20% of the people working in the city of Reading are from out of town. However, my perspective was, well, then are we double taxing the other 80%?
Exactly.
So the other 80% that are people that live and work in town, if they want to build a home, if they want to build a new business, they're going to pay those park impact fees twice.
Now, this park impact fees is for building new parks, isn't
new
it?
Parks only. Yes,
that's correct. That's
okay,
not for maintenance.
Let's talk about that one. And so we're not talking about maintaining the parks, which we have a real problem with. This is to build new parks.
Correct. And the numbers are based up on our population,
which is dropping.
Right, which hasn't grown in some time. So, and the other thing is that when we add new parks to our portfolio, we have more to maintain, and that money comes directly from the general fund, so it's in competition with public safety dollars. So it's more resources from the general fund.
Okay, so I understand opposing not. Did you ask your partners or whatever you would call your cohorts or
colleagues.
Your colleagues what their reasoning was for with the current circumstances we're in to pass that? What that reasoning is?
They gave their positions at the council meeting. It was, investing in the kids' future and,
sure.
and things of that nature. So I don't know if there's real clear position that I can – can you remember, Jake, from the meeting?
To me, I think you hit it. It was, yes, investing in the identity of Reading being parks, trails, and open space. And if we don't invest in these things that are part of what makes us great, then we're going to be falling behind. Look at other communities. Bend, Oregon was mentioned by our mayor as the gold star example of investing in parks, and look what they've been able to accomplish. We need to do that as well. I think for the chamber, the reason why we adamantly opposed the methodology and thinking in that respect is that we believe that if you want less of something, then tax it, add additional costs to it, And for us, we know that it's not penciling out currently for many commercial projects in this town. I mean, I've seen the spreadsheets, and it's objective right there in black and white. So raising park development impact fees is not helping that situation at all. And the thing that's really hard for me is that I represent a lot of folks in the private sector that are laying it all out on the line to try to develop projects that are going to create jobs in this community and help our city. And a number of them have reached out to me since this passed, and they have great doubts over whether or not their projects are going to be going forward just because of it not being viable for them. And well, that's simple dollars and cents.
And that is something that it comes out every time like that. And finding a new way of adding fees and taxes to our people and this is just my feelings, to build new parks when we can't take care of the ones we have, and we're short at least 10 police from where we should be, then why is that money going there? Now, we have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. 8:17 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. There's no place like home, and Sharon Clark and Home Helpers are the ones to keep your loved ones well, safe, and happy. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back. KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
See her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs.
Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. It's founded right here. Give them a call at 999-1822 for any type of concealed carry, defensive pistol, unarmed combat, home defense, any of these. Or look at usgunpro.com. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. Linda and I are here with Jake Mangus, who is the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce right here in Reading, and Adam McElvain, a Reading City Councilman, who has been on the short end of some votes lately. And we're talking about the cost of the new parks that was just voted on Tuesday, which is going to have a big impact on us as we move forward, because they're going to raise the fees on building your home, and then now new fees on construction of offices and office buildings and things like this.
That's correct.
Everything commercial. Yep.
Now, the next thing, and I want to get this because Jake, who thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely, guys.
Here. He has another one here. He has to leave
here
in like 10 minutes. The soccer park. Everybody, you know, all the kids are there. I understand that there was even a I don't know if it was hosted, but I heard that there was a pizza eat right before the Chamber of Commerce, which got a lot of people in there, and then they filled the council chambers up. The impact of $5.1 million on our community and the taxes are on it. What's the chamber's position on this?
Well, the chamber's been following it. We did not take an official position on the soccer park. So I'm just going to speak somewhat generally to say that looking at it and saying, well, we have this potentially amazing amenity for our community, something that is used in a great way by many kids, and players, and adults in our community. The soccer park fell into disrepair, was not financially managed well since the beginning, and now we're in this pickle. We would love to see it be that regional draw that draws you know, outside dollars into the community, and I think that, that it will. And then when I look at it from where the money has come from Reading Electric Utility reserves essentially, but coming from, I guess it said in the paper, a lawsuit, right, that
$3 million. Just happens to be sitting over at RU.
It's sitting there. So two things that come to my mind. One is, well, it's easy to stack a city council meeting with a bunch of soccer moms and dads and players and say, we need these fields to be ready to go for our kids, for our future and all this. And this money is like a windfall that we received. We weren't counting on it. And I didn't, it's not my money. So let's go ahead and make this happen. And so, you combine that with McConnell's generous offer to match $1 million. That's amazing. And to make it all work, to get to that $5.1 million number, it was creative. It was, impressive to see an investment of that magnitude happen in a meeting. But then on the other hand, you got to say, this is $3 million that just happened to appear out of thin air that's been sitting there when we've been talking about trying to rub two nickels together to fund police and fire. And now the city, who has said that public safety is the number one priority, is now spending $3 million on turf at a soccer field when we've got major social challenges happening on our streets. So in priority setting, you know, to see that money go to the soccer field and not to be considered for public safety also raises an eyebrow for us.
And let's just say is that two of the people that ran this last time, their main planks were public safety, and they yet both voted for the money for the soccer park. Here's a question: the payment for this in the future is coming from this $3 million. A million from McConnell, and then the soccer league says they're going to be upping their rates, you know, for the year. But the city's on.
So just to clarify, right? Yeah, the $3 million from RU will have to be paid.
Right,
back
that's
by
a loan.
The general
they're not
fund.
Just given,
right,
but that's a loan.
We're looking at $250,000 to $300,000 a year, but they also have to pay the $10,000 a month rent. So if they didn't fulfill that. That part of the lease, then we'd be looking at it over an additional $100,000 from the city annually for the next 10 years.
Okay. How long is the big league, or not big league greens, but how long has the soccer field been here?
12 years.
12 years. Now, wasn't it in the contract that they were supposed to put aside money for just this thing to fix the?
Yep. This was a really difficult decision for me. Personally, I use the soccer. My kids have used the soccer park. I've been out there dozens of times. I really enjoy it. But like you said, you know, when I campaigned and was elected, I committed to thousands and thousands of people that public safety would be my number one priority. And I was interested in. We're on the hook for probably $250,000 to $350,000 a year for the next 10 years, whether we have a good economy, whether we don't. It's definitely a difficult decision, but you have to prioritize.
Well, then let's go back into this. Let me ask this question again. And this happened, of course, before your watch. Was there was supposed to be money set aside, and Jake, tell me if I'm wrong, and Adam, tell me if I'm wrong. There's supposed to be money set aside from by them at the soccer league,
correct,
to repair this. And how much money was that supposed to be?
I think it was close to the current total. So the $5,000 or the $5 million cost, maybe $4 million, but
it's not there.
And they were supposed to pay rent. The original investment was $10 million, and the city was supposed to get that money returned to the taxpayer through profit sharing and through their rent. But over the course of the last 12 years, the city's received, I think, $30,000.
May I say this then? Boom! Mic drop!
Exactly.
So, but... Here's the thing. So when I said, you know, and it was an interesting council meeting because there were about 100 kids there, which was awesome. It was fun.
Oh, love to have them there.
But
I wonder if they enjoyed the pizza paid for by the city beforehand.
I had asked free pizza draws a crowd. I had asked.
I don't think they did that for the building community when
then it would have just been a couple bottles of Jack.
So I was, I was interested in a different solution. I didn't think we had to shutter the doors, but could we have done grass fields?
That's what we were thinking too.
You know, could we have done two instead of
the four?
Does
it have to be the Mercedes?
And then I don't think we would have gotten, you know, I don't think we would have had to take any money from public safety if we just done two of the fields. So there apparently wasn't room for a compromise. And you know, grass fields would lower the level of service that the soccer park offers. They wouldn't be able to play on it quite as frequently. But, you know, level of service is something that we work on in every area of the city.
And I think you're right. I think that the way that I've heard people come to us and say this passionate soccer lobby, you might want to say, that's come out and said, save our fields. Well, I know there were feasibility studies done about, well, let's ask the soccer community if they're willing to help invest in this.
Be fundraisers.
Save their own fields, right?
Right.
And
just like when you have to pay for a band.
Yeah, take it one
people
field
have to
at
buy
a
their
time.
Instruments.
Right? Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. And it turned out that putting money where the mouths are was not there during that study. So,
well, how about this as a thought before we have to take a break? Jake's got to run. Is if we want to do something like this, if we want to support that soccer field, why don't we make it a bond issue for the whole city?
I brought that point up too when I was making my remarks. That's something I would definitely consider is giving that option to the public and seeing if the public wants to spend their money on that.
It's a great thought. When people constantly refer to Bend, Oregon, and they talk about this indoor ice rink and mm-hmm. the whitewater, you know, park that's along the river up there, and they say, "See, they did it. We can do it." And then you look at it and you realize, well, actually, that's funded by a $29 million voter-approved park bond. That's
yes.
what happened. It's not raising park development impact fees to pay for those things. So anyway. There are many ways that we can fund things like that.
Well, if you don't hear the people, okay, everybody represents the people. The people are outraged, first of all, with fees on any level here in Redding in the Shasta County, to try to move forward and build up or out. I go to the doggy park. Every kind of walk of life at the doggy park, every person will say the same thing, the fees. And it may not affect them directly, but this is going to affect them directly. They may have people that are working in their offices or work alongside of people, and people are outraged with our fees. And we need to move forward and figure out, like I said, put it on a bond, have the people vote, but not take it from, especially what we're talking about this morning with Madison Cox on the street about our public safety. That's the number one concern. Yeah. And so, Adam, stick to your guns.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Jake, thanks so much for being in here at short notice like this, because I really wanted to hear what the Chamber of Commerce is thinking about this, and you very articulately stated that.
Well, since we didn't win this battle, we move on to the next, and you know, the wish is, I've been putting my thinking cap on and getting others involved too, is to say, are there other ways that we can incentivize business and building that will help to offset some of these challenges that we've
had.
Well,
maybe there is, and maybe a moratorium on fees for 1 month or something like this that we've tried before. You know, things that will bring money in. We're short, as Adam pointed out, 50 policemen, not 10, like I said. Yeah. 50 policemen we're short. And
50 staff.
50 staff,
yeah,
okay.
Including right. policemen and CSOs.
Right. Okay. All right, hey, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
8:32 in the morning.
Thanks, guys.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. If you're going to the emergency room and you're used to four-hour waits, go to Shasta Regional Medical Center. They guarantee you're going to be seen in 30 minutes or less. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. We'll be right back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. That was
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Get ready for another wild event at the Cascade Theater when Peter Gross of Wild Kingdom returns Friday, March 8th. The star of Wild Kingdom shares his exciting animal world with a mix of video clips and bloopers and introduces friendly exotic animals to the audience while telling inspirational stories of conservation, travel, and wildlife filming. Turtle Bay Exploration Park will also be there with their own surprises. Peter Gross, March 8th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Your mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation.
Welcome back to Frequent Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR. 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. If you're thinking about getting a haircut, why not go to the best place in the world, Man's Last Stronghold? They give great haircuts, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business there. Hey, Jake had to run, but we have Adam McElvain, our city councilman, who has been on the losing side for a couple of votes here, but we've got people lined up. So let's start with Terry. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. That Jake Mangus is a good young man, isn't he?
Yeah, he is fine. I mean, we've got really two is. Really fine young men in here.
He really is. Anyway, the last comment he made was, well, we need incentives to create business. And gosh, if you're the city of Reading, they'll say, I know, let's raise the fees. That'll increase business. I mean, really,
not,
and truly.
Not everybody.
Pardon me?
Yeah, Adam didn't vote for that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like I'm amazed anybody did. We need to fix crime, and everybody's crying about needing more policemen. Dale Ball is picking up 5-gallon buckets full of needles underneath the Sundial Bridge. So I know what we can do. Let's get a soccer park. Let's put $5 million in there. Here's another good idea. Barry Tippin last week, and Nick Gardner called in earlier in the week, mm-hmm. had a meeting saying, you know, as he makes $200,000 a year, we couldn't find any money because the city of Reading employees' purchasing power has been diminished. Gosh, I wonder if the rest of us have had anything diminished here. And that's certainly no reflection on the employees of the city of Reading who do a great job. But when are we going to start growing up And looking at the simple fact that we are going to have a half a billion, and that's with a B, of dollars of unfunded liability in the next 5 years. Does anybody understand the impact of that? I know. Let's build a soccer field.
Okay, Terry. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
All right, let's go to Walter. Walter, good morning. You have some comments on this?
Hello?
Yeah, good morning, Walter, you're on live.
Oh, well, to say that I'm a little disturbed by the spending all this $5 million for that soccer field would probably be an understatement. But to get more to the point, it's a little puzzling to me why they can't just remove the present turf that's there and plant grass. And then I'm a little hazy on the numbers, but according to the newspaper, the league will be paying a lease in the amount of $6,000 a month for 10 years. So why not let them pay the city for that? Let them put that $6,000 towards the maintenance of the grass field. Pay for the water, pay to have it mowed, pay to have it fertilized, you know. I'm sure that doesn't cost $6,000 a month to fertilize, water, and mow a soccer field.
Okay, Walter, that's a good idea. I think that's been thrown out there, too, instead of having a synthetic turf, which the sun here, it's so hot here in Redding, just really damages that type of turf, too. So thanks a lot, Walter, for your phone call.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet. Okay, Adam.
Yes.
That was one of the things you had brought up was about as far as the grass field.
Right. You know, trying to find a compromise so that we don't have to shutter the doors, that we can still use the facility. And like I said, you know, if we had done just two of the fields instead of four, mm-hmm. I think we could have probably made that work without having to take dollars from public safety.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially the grass. I know the reason there was a contention with the grass is because you can't play on it as frequently as you can on the turf.
Sure.
But that's still, you know, maybe that's a sacrifice that has to be made so that we don't have to take any money from public safety.
You know, the thing on this is, you know, I want to, it's, you know, yes, soccer is a great sport. My granddaughter loves it. She's played it since she was like 6 years old. She's 16 now. She'll play it through high school. She's on a state championship team. All these things. So I know. So soccer has been a big part of our family. But the thing about it is, though, when we're in these types of financial conditions, maybe we need to think about how we can keep soccer going, but yet not take away from our fire people or our policemen.
Let's not forget that when we went to the soccer tournament in Las Vegas, we know it can be a soaring 115 to 120. And it was a soccer tournament where people came from all over three or four outlying states. Was grass.
It was grass.
Yep.
It wasn't turf. It was grass. And the field was named after a famous soccer person or a teacher or something. And there were 10 soccer fields within one arena. Grass.
And they were all grass. That's true. That's right.
So,
and they get as hot as we do.
Like you said, why do we have to go Mercedes? You know, why can't we? I mean, there's a way. Anyway, enough. Okay. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
So now what?
Is it done?
Yeah.
It's done.
Well, the lease will come back to the council in a month or two.
Okay. Now, here's what I want everybody to understand. The first lease that was signed, the first lease that was signed 12 years ago, it was said they were going to charge. They were going to pay X thousands of dollars a month, and put money aside to repair the field,
and do profit sharing.
Mm-hmm. And in your experience and your research, did any of that happen?
Well, my the original investment was $10 million, mm-hmm. and I think what the city has received since it opened was $30,000.
$30,000 in 12 years.
Right. Yep.
$30,000 in 12 years?
I believe that's accurate.
And no money set aside for...
Correct.
Now, isn't the city supposed to audit this?
You mean like hire a third party or actually have
the
city do it itself?
Somebody should be saying is that, okay, you signed a contract with us to give us so much money over this period of time. Does anybody say, hey, well, hey, gosh, it's 5 years into it, and we've gotten no money, and you've gotten no money set aside to fix this field?
Well, they're, you know, they're a nonprofit entity, and they've showed us their books. So we've seen, I mean, I was at CSAC when we were making amendments to the lease to remove the profit sharing and things of that nature. So that they could retain more of the funds, and so it's you know, it's a difficult situation. I don't think that the city would necessarily need to audit. I think they've been very open with the revenue that they've made and their
well, maybe budgets. I should have said this. It's up to the city to oversee it, though.
True.
Is that true?
Well, and that's and you know those
and this
some
would
of
be
those,
the parks people, right?
Some of those lease amendments, you know, CSAC rejected. When I was, and this was, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, when they were making amendments to the original lease.
Well, who's overall in charge of the soccer field?
I believe it's run by the Reading Youth Soccer League.
But who?
Or the, no, it's the Soccer Park Association. So they're a separate, their biggest customer is the Reading Youth Soccer
League. Let's go to the phones. We have callers, lining up here. Billy Bob, you have a question for Adam or a comment?
Yes. 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 Good day to you people.
Good day
hey,
to
listen,
you.
This is absolutely critical in the catastrophe that is upon Redding, California right now. We got no money for cops and robbers and all this, but the thing is this soccer field thing, it goes back to back to Big League Dreams, where we spent $20 million or whatever it was. The city of Reading has absolutely shot themselves in the foot, and again that goes back to Stillwater. I mean, come on, city of Reading is so screwed up that we should be disillusioned and fed up with them. So that's all I got.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Billy Bob.
All right.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Chris, please hang on through the break, and you're going to be the first one up when we come back from the break. It's 8:46 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, you know, it's the only place in town that I would buy a firearm. They have all the firearms that you can imagine that you would want, all the accessories, all the packages, all the training, CCW, hunter safety. They have it all at Bastiani Arms. Plus, their customer service is just second to none. This is locally owned, locally operated. These are good people, John and Sarah Bastiani, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 222-8222. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Adam McElvain, Reading City Councilman. We're talking about parks and building permits. Fees.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
For over 45 years, Clegg's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clegg's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clegg's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service dish network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all.
221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Real people, real winners.
Want a chance to play in the biggest poker tournament of the year?
Wynn River Resort and Casino is giving one lucky winner the opportunity to win the seat of a lifetime and play in the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. A chance to play in the $10,000 No Limit Hold'em Main Event World Championship with some of the biggest names in poker and represent Wynn River Resort and Casino. Head down to our poker room and play to earn a chance for a seat into the satellite game on April 24th. This satellite game will determine who plays in the final showdown for the World Series of Poker seats. Don't want to wait on chance? Earn 120 or more hours of live play in 1 month to guarantee a spot in the final showdown on May 1st to determine the final winner for the WSOP seat. Only Wynn River Resort and Casino is offering the chance for you to win poker seat of a lifetime. Because poker is better at the river. For all the details on poker seat of a lifetime, download the Wynn River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. At Wynn River Resort and Casino.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott in this last segment here, 8:50 in the morning. It is 53 degrees outside on the 8th here of March. We look like we are going to have rain and chance of showers throughout the day. Tomorrow is 48 with rain, slight chance of showers on Sunday, around 56. And Monday we'll have sunny with high of 59. Shasta Gas Propane brings us the weather. Adam McElvain is our guest this morning. Let's get right to our caller, which is Chris. We got callers lined up here. Chris, do you have a question for our council member, councilman, Adam McElvain, or a comment?
Yes, it's not so much a question. It's regarding the proposals of increasing the sales tax. And it's never presented in the proper format. They always come out and say it's a 1% increase or a 0.5% increase. You know, 1%, you think 1 on 100. But it's not 1 on 100. It's 1 on 7.25. It's actually a 13.8% increase in the amount of sales tax that we pay.
That's
if
right.
If they come out and present this honestly, they may get a little more support. But every person I have ever talked to that's in support of the tax, when I sit down with them and show them what the real numbers are, every single one of them says, no way, they're voting for that.
Well, you know what? You're right, because they say it's a half cent or it's 1 cent. But if you look at the 7.5 that's already on there and you look at that percentage, you're right. It does come up more. Okay, good. Thanks a lot, Chris. Rich, you have a question or a comment for Adam McElvain and us and the world.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, Adam, thanks for standing up for what you believe and in voting your beliefs. That's why I voted for you in the beginning.
Thank you.
As far as this whole soccer park mess, to me it kind of sounds like there needs to be maybe a grand jury investigation on, malfeasance, gift of public funds, I don't know. I'm not an attorney, but I don't mean the phony citizens grand jury. I mean a criminal grand jury. And Carl, maybe you can get the DA on and ask her, would this rise to the level of a criminal grand jury investigation? And one last point, you gotta remember, it wasn't that long ago when the citizens of Reading voted down the tax increase. What happened right after that?
Raise.
Yeah, and who got the raise?
The person
that's responsible in charge of the Reading Parks Department. You know, Mike Warren's little pet. Thank
okay.
You. You guys have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, we love our callers calling in. Yeah, thanks. You're back. You're back. You know, maybe Weaver 96.5 is reaching out there, and we're happy because, you know, this is what it's about. We're driven for you, people need to be engaged.
Well, but he is right about the soccer. The soccer field is under the Parks and Recreation, right?
Oh yeah, yep, correct. Yeah, and you know, I dealt with that issue when I was on CSAC, and you know, we had issues changing because that promise was made originally that the profit sharing and that the $10 million would be repaid to the taxpayer.
Was that in a contract or just a promise?
A lease.
And it was in the lease then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a profit-sharing agreement. Once they made so much revenue, I believe, per month, that they would profit-share.
How much do they make a month? Does anybody know?
You know, I'm not sure because, you know, their rates have fluctuated. The amount of usage at the park has fluctuated. And another concern that I have is, you know, in order to be able to make the payments, they're going to raise the rate significantly. And, you know,
at the soccer field,
right, in the supply and demand world, that could have a negative effect.
Just like building, when you raise permit fees, if you raise usage fees, which is what they're talking about, that could cut out some of the people playing soccer, which could then cut it back. Now, I just find it interesting that this has come up. And then the other one about raising permit fees and building fees for safe public safety and all these things that we're trying to do. You know, quote for public safety, and then turn around and then raise these fees for a soccer field. Not that kids don't need a soccer field. Okay, I'm all for that. But let's take a look at priorities. If you're in your house, do I get the big screen TV, or do I pay the mortgage this week? I mean, it's those kind of things.
And I agree with that. And that's why, you know, it's definitely tough to make these decisions on a personal level, but as a council member, it's really a simple choice for me.
Yeah.
Because I look at the, in all honesty, Carl, I look at the city government a lot like the federal government in regards to the military, as I see our law enforcement. And, you know, I don't want our law enforcement to ever be understaffed, to not have the right equipment. You know, same as with the federal government.
Yeah.
You never want the military to be underfunded. You always want to be at the standard levels. And so that's, you know, it bothers me that the soccer park is, you know, that the fields are in disrepair and that things need to be done. It bothers me sometimes. But, you know, when it comes to public safety, that's something that bothers me almost every day since I've been on the council, that our police department is understaffed, that we're not able to respond to citizens' needs when they have make a call in for an emergency or a crime that's been committed. And so that's something that really pulls on me. And, you know, I'd like to see the reconstruction of our police department and get back to that. You said, you know, the 12 officers, 15 CSOs, but then there were several civilian staff that were laid off, support staff. So it's such a critical thing for me. And it's the primary role of the city government is to provide law and order.
I think if you look at the city charters and the Constitution of the United States, the big thing is protection.
Protection of life and property.
And infrastructure.
Correct.
Infrastructure being roads, bridges, buildings, those kind of things. And then as the money is left over, then you could equate it out to things.
Yep.
This part about this other vote about building new parks when we can't take care of the ones we have, what do we do about that?
That's going to be decisions for future councils. And I know Tuesday night another council member that we were dealing with chickens that are coming home to roost from past decisions of council members, and I'm thinking, you know, we're sending some chickens out right now that are going to come home to roost.
What's the one coming Tuesday night?
What's that?
You said
this last Tuesday.
Oh,
night.
Last Tuesday. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it is, and you know, that's something that I try to pay attention to is, you know, not doing something that is politically expedient now just to have a future council have to deal with a problem.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, there's going to be some people having to deal with this one because we just had the policeman in charge, lieutenant in charge of the MPU. The MPU is doing a great job. Barry Tippin came out today saying he's found $700,000 by combining some jobs, eliminating other positions. That is absolutely fabulous. But the MPU and fire is my priority for my city. And soccer fields comes down the list someplace. That's all I'm saying. And I'm surprised that the people that ran on public safety platforms would do this.
Okay.
Next week, we're going to try and have some of the city council people in that voted for this and have them explain to us, because there is a second side to this. This is one side. There's the other side. Maybe get Kim Niemer in to explain to us how this is going to work.
Some of the arguments were that, you know, the soccer park will help with public safety. And, you know, I don't quite align with that because that's, you know, that's sort of blue sky. For me, it's the bottom line, and it's the dollars and
yeah, that's
the
bottom
resources
line.
There.
Right.
So, okay. But that was an argument that made it, you know, that the soccer park is, helps with public safety.
So no police calls out to the soccer park. Great.
That's thank you, Adam.
We ought to put the soccer park downtown then.
Right.
Right. Well, thank you, Adam, for joining us this morning. And up next is Armstrong and Getty. We've loved having them come on since January. A total hit show, and we really appreciate our listeners. In fact, we're going to take next week, we're going to ask you to go into the chat room and give us little, what do you want to call it, little one-liners about what you like about the show or testimonials, because we're going to start adding that as we rebrand here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you. Have a great weekend.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your